Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it's raining rain, you know. It's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it ain't raining, you know. It's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along. Though I might say I'm God today, I know the way to say I'm God. So when I say I'm God, I have no regrets, because it's God I am, and it's God that I will always be. And when I see God upon the hills, it's me. I will see crowds of other gods there. So keep on looking for the God in all and listening for its song whenever I am singing, come along. Now, I didn't win any laurels for singing, but I have lots of fun. This is, whatever it is, this is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, giving you his rendition of April Showers from Bumble. Life is uncharted territory. It reveals its story one moment at a time. It's like the April showers that drops of rain. They fall on us, and they fall on the ground. And the next time you look at the ground, the baby flowers are popping up. The grass is green once again. The trees are glistening, having all the dust washed off their leaves. The April showers bring life and power and joy and harmony to the world. And what do we say here? What do we say? And when you see God upon the hills, you will soon see crowds of daffodils. Remember, with every drop of rain that falls, it sparkles upon them all. And then it's lovely just to see them fall. Oh, I love the rain. For me, rain is a beautiful, lovely time of the season. Here on the mountain, when we have rainstorms, it usually rains buckets. But there are times that it's a gentle rain that just sort of covers the ground and gives it time to soak in and become very nourishing to all the plants. And it seems funny, but it happens. Right after a rain, all the belly flowers, the flowers that are so tiny and so close to the ground, they all pop up. And when you go to the desert, and you drive upon the desert just after a rainstorm, it doesn't happen very often. Certain times of the year it happens. They usually publish it so that everyone could come out and see how beautiful it is. The whole desert turns into a bed of flowers. Now, God was there all the time. God was there as a seed, as a lovely expression of all that's good. God was there all the time. But until the rain came along, it didn't spring forth. The rain is like our words of love and peace and harmony and goodness. Life is an uncharted territory. We don't know where the flowers are. It remains its story. It reveals its story one moment at a time. One moment at a time. One little bud at a time, popping out of a grain of seed, out of a seed grain. One little bud. And then the whole desert is a glow in the massive variety of colors, not just one color, but many colors. And here in the high desert where we live, when there's a rainstorm, everything looks so beautiful. All the rocks are washed clean of dust, and they sparkle with the diamonds that are shining in through them, the little iridescence that the stone has. It's so glorious to see. And on a moonlit night, just after the rain stopped and the clouds separate and the moon shines down and everything is so bright and so clear, and I walk with my bare feet along the path, and I feel just so in touch with everything, so in harmony with all the world. It's what life is all about. It reveals this story one moment at a time, one footprint at a time, one drop of rain at a time, one moment at a time that I say, I'm happy, and I'm so happy. Sometimes I walk along my meditation path and I say, oh, I feel so good, and oh, do I feel good. Now, I did that on purpose. Ooh, I feel so good. I just did that to myself, and I feel so good. Now, if I can do that on purpose, why not have it be a perpetual thing that happens all the time? People come up to me and they say, oh, I got a problem. And I said, oh, I feel so good. What's your problem? I want to hear all about it. Tell me what the solution is that you want to have me work with you on. And they're lost for words. And you know what they do? They tell me the solution. They tell me what they want to experience. I say, hey, now join with me. Hold your breath a minute. Oh, I feel so good. And say that, and just watch as all your problems just melt away. Melt away. They don't belong to you anymore. They've gone away. They're no longer home. You see, life is uncharted territory. We don't know. As we said this morning, and as we say often, people come to us with problems. We say, all is in divine order right now. They say, don't be so silly. You're just giving me a platitude, and that doesn't work. I need something more than a platitude. And I say, well, that platitude works. Now, would you like another platitude? You got a problem? You need some money? Okay, here's some money. That's a platitude. Here's some money. That's a platitude. Here's some money. That's a platitude. That works too, doesn't it? For a moment. Here is independent wealth. Ooh, how do you get that? Where does that come from? Independent wealth, how do I get a hold of that? Ooh, I like that. You know, that's like that, the shower in my life. Well, it's a platitude. It's just a platitude. I'm independently wealthy. When the mother goes to her child and says, what's your problem, love? I scraped my knee. Well, give me your knee. She kisses it with her germ-filled mouth, you know, with her disease-filled mouth, you know, and all sorts of dumb stuff. And it gets well, and no problem, because there's no problem there. She knows what she's doing, right? You see, we are the masters of our life, and we are living it one adventure at a time, one moment at a time. And as we live life one moment at a time, we have the most exciting things happening to us, because we're not looking for anything, because we don't know what to look for. So we just say, all is in divine order, and then the divine reveals itself to us in fabulous ways, in glorious ways. We had a friend who was very bombastic, and he was a difficult person to get along with. He was up and down and up and down and up and down, and he thought he was the cat's meow, and he thought he was better than anybody else. He thought he was fantastic. And then he told me, golly, Herb, my mentors have died. And I said, yes, I know. And what am I going to do now? And I said, be your own mentor. I said, I've always been your mentor, but I'm not important, but be your own mentor. Be your own mentor. And so he said, well, what do I do with this situation? I said, follow your own inner guidance. You know what to do. Do you want to have other people tell you how to live your life? Do you want to have other people tell you what to do? Do you want to have other people tell you what your show is? Well, if the situation you're going into is one where other people are going to tell you what to do and you're living another man's game, then decide for yourself. Do you want that or not? I don't want that. Well, then don't take it. That's right. I won't. And he didn't. And he is so happy. He thinks a little bit, it would have been nice. It was my teacher. I would like to have had his show. I would like to have done, but he realizes, hey, he's got to do his own thing. His teacher said to him, I will take you so far. Now you've got to walk on your own. And I'm going to give you a burden. I'm going to give you an anchor. I'm going to give you a burden. I'm going to put you in charge of my business. I don't want your business. I want my own business. You know, I want to do my own thing. And so now he's made up his mind to do that. And you know what's going to happen to this guy? He is going to be so humble, listening to the divine within him, that he's going to be one of the greatest counselors, religious counselors, that the world has ever known. And he's only beginning. He's only beginning because he is only now stepping into the threshold of that. And he's going to say, that's what he's going to say, you know. That's what he's going to say. Hear him? And when you see clouds up on the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along. You see, we're in charge of our life. We're in charge of every experience that we have, and we are the masters. What kind of master are you going to be? A master who follows somebody else's program? Or a master who follows your own? Are you going to take charge of your show? And life is an uncharted territory. And are you going to chart it? Who are the guys who went west and charted the Western Territory? Lewis and Clark, remember them? They had no idea where they were going. They had no idea what they were going to find because no one had been there and left a message. People have left tales that they met Indians and they met this and they met that. They only told of the tough things. They didn't say, oh, there were verdant prairies of beautiful grass. There were mountains filled with lakes and rivers. There were glorious fields of there were bears and wildcats and there were deer and elephants and stuff like that, you know. And wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't that be interesting? But you see, there was an uncharted territory, and they marched out there, and they let life reveal its story to them one moment at a time. And as they did this, they had the most wonderful time that they could have ever had in their life, doing things that were exciting. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining violets. I think there's something missing there. And when you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song whenever April showers come along. You know, that's what we're doing all about. That's what we're having. That's what we're looking for in our life. We're looking for a life to chart, and we're looking for a life that reveals itself one moment at a time. So have fun, be yourself, and know that you're your best guide in all of life. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Thank you.